News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The price of oil went above $126 a barrel overnight. It's the highest level since 2022. Donald Trump, the US president, is saying their blockade of Iranian ports could now last for months. John Simpson is the BBC World Affairs editor. Good morning, John.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. No sign of Donald Trump backing down, is there?
There's no sign of anything, actually. I mean, it's quite interesting. Complete stalemate. It doesn't look to me from the outside as though either side knows quite what to do. And Donald Trump is now starting to talk about resuming the war, resuming attacks on Iran. That's a big step for him, and he knows it, and it's going to be difficult. So we just can't see. Iran certainly is not backing down. It feels that refusing to shift in any way is actually quite an advantage from their point of view. They've decided, they've taken the kind of strategic decision that they can live with any future attacks that the US may make on them, and that they can survive it. I mean, it won't be pleasant, but they can survive it. And therefore, they want Donald Trump to back down, and he wants them to back down, and neither side is.
Yeah, and interestingly, he spoke to Axios overnight saying the blockade is somewhat more effective than the bombing. The quote is, they are choking like a stuffed pig. Typical diplomatic language from Donald Trump, but that's obviously where his head is.
Yeah, I mean, that's how he talks, and he talks everything up, and he makes these big claims. In fact, I mean, yes, it's damaging Iran's economy very greatly. But, you know, the fact is that Iran can keep going and keep going, I think, more or less indefinitely. And Donald Trump is the one with the big problem, really, in many ways, because as the midterm elections in November in the US get closer, so the likelihood is growing greater and greater that people will want to punish him and the Republicans for the economic costs. I mean, you were talking earlier about the price of petrol on this side of the Atlantic, but, you know, it's the one big thing that everybody knows about in the US, and petrol's gone up quite steeply in the US, and he's really got to get that, cut that back before the elections.
We had Pete Hegseth, who is the US Secretary of War, in the Pentagon yesterday. A remarkably sparky performance from him, very similar to the performance of Pam Bondi that ended up getting her fired. But he estimated that the cost of the US-Israel war in Iran was at least $25 billion. He then went on to ask for a budget of $1.5 trillion. All of this, normally the Americans would say, yeah, we are America, we have to do it. But with the price at the pump where it is, it's a big ask for the US government, isn't it?
It is. And you have to remember that by quite a large majority, American public opinion is against this whole war anyway. So it's kind of, you know, Donald Trump is fighting a war on the domestic side as well. The cost of it, the political, possible political costs of it, and just the sort of continuing disapproval that many people, and by no means just Democrats, have for the whole idea of a war that wasn't agreed by Congress before it was started.
John, we will no doubt be talking about this again sometime in the not so distant future. John Simpson, BBC World Affairs editor, thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.